All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're inside of Sandy Williams Hours on the Earl Ingram Show. And, you know, I love having Sandy in. He gives me a chance to sound like I know a little something. Because of, you know, the information that he disseminates to us. And Sandy, I want to go back to all of this. You began this conversation with the fact that it looks like we're going to be headed into a recession. And I was talking to you off the air a little while ago about, you know, let's say America leads in going to the recession. China then is going to be pulled into it. The rest of the world has to follow. I mean, we have the two largest economies. So once we get into a global recession.
Well, China, I mean, actually this perfect storm that could lead to a significant recession relates, and it's one of the things I didn't mention to CJ about what he calls Biden's inflation, but that inflation is in many respects driven by the shortage of goods that has been created by the COVID problem and the supply problems. The supply chain problems have been significantly impacted by COVID, and also it started with the Trump tariff war with China, which disrupted the supply chain materially, and then it was put on its ear with the COVID problem and the disruption of trucking, transportation labor, as well as manufacturing labor. That shortage is part of the significant problem for inflation, but shortages also can lead to recessions, because if you can't get yourself out of this supply problem, pretty soon the manufacturing profits go down, employment goes down, wages go down. So, yeah, if America has a significant recession, we are a huge buyer of goods from China. China's experiencing a recession right now, a slight one, or at least a reduction in growth. It isn't technically a recession at all, but their growth rate has materially dropped, primarily as the result of COVID and the COVID problems they have, which has interrupted their manufacturing and their ability to export all the products that they've normally been exporting. So China's teetering. The United States is teetering. If our two economies go into recession, it will have a huge impact. But also Europe is teetering on its own, too. The war in Ukraine, the material increase in the price of oil and gas in Europe, as well as the shortages there that they've been experiencing, along with inflation, has put all of the active economic world, China, United States, and the EU, on the brink of recession or maybe into recession. And so when those three go down together, you have a problem, because typically in the world economy, there's been somebody to kind of pull everyone out. China sort of pulled everyone out of the last recession in 2008. China didn't go into recession. They were booming. And in many respects, that was a backbone of a world economy. And the EU, U.S. came out and pulled the EU up. EU was suffering all their internal problems with the financial problems in Greece and Spain and elsewhere. So we do have a perfect storm brewing, and that's very worrisome.
So before we go to the phone lines, Sandy, I remember Donald Trump was the president, and I remember having you on, and I remember you saying, and I don't have the greatest memory, but I do remember this. You said, if Donald Trump messes with the supply lines, it's going to be basically hell to pay. It's basically what you said.
Oh, yeah.
It came to fruition, man.
But because I don't think a simple mind like Donald Trump's could, and Washington generally has a simple mind about how business works. Those people have trouble understanding how very, very complicated supply chains have become. You know, there was a time when General Motors made everything inside General Motors. Delco made the radios, and everything came out of it, General Motors. And so that was more under the control of one house, right? And it was integrated, but it was unwieldy, and it was not efficient, because they didn't make radios as cheap as Westinghouse or someone else could make radios back in the day. So what's happened with efficiency is we've farmed out all these pieces that need to be in a car. So Bosch makes lots of a German company makes lots of the parts of automobiles that are made all over the world in terms of specialized parts. And and all of these. So it's interdependent, and you can't make a car if you don't get all those parts. And many of the silicone chips in cars are made in Taiwan or China.
So let's do this. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
L.A. Tom's giving us a call.
Hey, L.A. Tom, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people are the government. Second, I am a proud FDR Democrat, and I hope that more people will call up and say that they are also proud FDR Democrats. I was actually watching a lot of his speeches this weekend on YouTube, and then I found this quote this morning. It says, you have to have confidence in your vision or else no one else will trust in it. And I thought, you know what? FDR, everything he did was for the American people. When he spoke for the American people in a way that said, I'm doing this for all of you. And it didn't matter if it was Democratic or Republican. He said, I'm doing this for all of you so you can have a better life. And that's the thing that I believe, you know, just reading some of the tweets from some of the different senators, they're all sitting like they're on the on a bench and, you know, yelling at the basketball game rather than actually getting in the game and telling us what it is that they will do. And the thing is, if they don't have confidence in their own vision of what they think America should be, then no one else is going to follow them. Republicans have people following them, even though they're wrong and they lie, because they believe in their own crap. So I really would like to say to people out there, please go back, listen to FDR. Please, Joe Biden, go back, listen to FDR. Whoever is running for office, listen to FDR, because what he did was for we the people. And what he did was he brought the American people along, so therefore they had a vision also of what they wanted our country to be. And I'm just very, very much dismayed at all of the, you know, negativity. And I mean, I think Joe Biden has done a good job, but the thing is, we need someone to say, this is the vision. This is where we're going on a domestic front. This is where we're going on an international front. And, you know, and to make that into what is going to be the vision for America. And I don't see that at this point.
Hey Tom, thank you. Let's let Sandy respond.
Well, Tom, you're right. I mean, I think that I think one of the problem the American culture has is we don't have a very good feeling or a good knowledge about what our values are and what our vision for the future is, and we haven't centered it around the things that are important for the people. You know, taking care of our children first, making sure they have all the opportunities possible, making sure that every generation of Americans is better off than the prior generation, looking to the future and planning for it. Yeah, all those things are a problem. It's a problem on both sides of the aisle. I think the Republican side of the aisle believes in itself because it is essentially the boomer party that believes in self gratification, instant self gratification, tax cuts, and the things that provide instant benefits and the increase in wealth for asset owners. I think the Democrats just have not done a good job of both conceiving and then verbalizing the values that they represent and what they want to achieve for the future. So I agree with you.
Hey Tom, thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. Sandy Williams is in the studio, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.